annual Hanukkah Masiba upstairs at 12 o'clock, and with latkes and other things. And we're looking forward to everyone to be there.
Probably mine.
And then we'll have regular shiur afterwards. Okay, so yesterday we were discussing what's the halacha if you make, can you make a bracha after the mitzvah? And the Rambam says yes, no, Rambam says no, or Zerush says yes, but even the Rambam is maskim, it's a mitzvah ha-nimshaches. So then the question is, what's called nimshaches? So the examples the Rambam gives is tefillin and tzitzis. So one could say that maybe those are considered nimshaches because lemaisa, you're constantly wearing them, so you're constantly doing the maisa mitzvah. Mashen kain, when you light Shabbos candles or Hanukkah candles, maybe that's not called nimshaches. It's true, the light is still lingering, but the maisa, now you could say what Rabbi Weiner mentioned. I wanted to put this in a packet, but I didn't end up doing it. You know, there's a famous Nimuke Yosef that says that when you light something, I light a fire, so according to the opinion of Isha Mishum Chitzov, that there's an opinion in the Gemara Bava Kama that when you light a fire and then it goes and does damage, that's like considered my action. It's like taking an arrow and throwing it into the window and breaking the window. So you're constantly doing a maisa. So if it's still burning, that's constantly your maisa. So maybe even from the perspective of maisa, that's the famous clash in the Muke Yosef. Is how do you light Shabbos candles? Right, that's the world famous kasha. I really should make it. It's not fair to just zog about this without seeing it inside, you know. So I should show it to you, but I'll just say a little bit now. You know, Mugi Yosef has a famous kasha. How do you light Shabbos candles? So of course you light Shabbos candles before Shabbos, but if we consider it as if it's constantly your maisa, so then the maisa you're doing a malach on Shabbos. So what's the answer to that question? So I remember. I'll tell you a story. Tell you a story. You know Rabbi Greenwald from Yishrei Lev, or OJ. So in the old days, this is the story. In the old days, to get into the Kol Elyon, so you had to meet with the Rav. You had to meet with Rav Soloveitchik. That was part of the procedure, getting into the Kol Elyon. So the Rav would come to YU every Tuesday. In my years, he would come by plane. On Tuesday, he would sleep over. Tuesday night, Wednesday, he'd be here Thursday, and then Thursday, late afternoon, he would go back. So that was this. So somehow my friend, Rabbi Greenwald, he missed the opportunity, so he had to take a trip to Boston to take his bechina with the Rav. So the Rav asked him, what are you learning? So somehow he said he's doing this Indian. So basically he said over the kasha. So the Rav's response was, does this really need a teretz? That was what he said. Does this really need a teretz? Meaning that to the Rav it was obvious that this is not a kasha. Why? So let me tell you what the Nimuka Yosef says. Yosef says that it works l'mafreya. In other words, it's considered your action, but from the time that you did it. So everything that's happening is your action as of Erev Shabbos. So it works l'mafreya, so therefore it can't be a malacha. And then they say from the Chasam Sofer that the word is that you can only violate malacha Shabbos if you're actually doing a maisa begufo. It might, halachically considered your ma'isa, but it's not a ma'isa begufo, right? Because you strike the match on Erev Shabbos, and then it's lighting into Shabbos, but that's, but you're not doing any ma'isa begufo on Shabbos. Issa Shabbos is a ma'isa begufo. It's not a ma'isa begufo. Right, but Hezek, as Rabbi Wein points out, you don't need a ma'isa begufo. Everything, all the thing that's being done is considered retroactive from the time that you did the action. That's the. So the question is that going to help here? Because when we say that, say if you say like Rav Soloveitchik that the Birkas HaMitzvahs are the Maisa Mitzvah, so. Is that considered, is Isha Mishum Chitzov enough to be considered a Maisa Mitzvah, or is it, do you need a Maisa Begufo? Maybe one could be falpo on that. So we saw yesterday that the discussion, so we saw the Sefer Hapardes says that you can make the bracha on Neirish Chanukah, Kol Zman that they're lighting. So if you forgot to make the bracha, and the lights are still, didn't go out, you could still make the bracha. And then we saw the same thing by Neir Shabbos, with the Magen Avraham quotes on the Marash, that the women would light candles on Friday, and when there was a wedding, they would go to the wedding, and then they'd come back, and sometimes the time they came back, it was, you know, it was already Shabbos. So he says they could still make the bracha. So he wasn't so sure that you can do this. Meaning, he was assuming the Magen Avraham that it has to be on the Maisa Mitzvah. So if it's not, in other words, even if he would say that you can do it right afterwards, you know, but there was this chiluk between doing it right afterwards and doing it much later. Whereas he agrees, the Magen Avraham Shita, you do Neiris Shabbos afterwards. But one second. But the Lakas of Medes, no. So Mustam and the Magen Avraham would disagree with the Sefer Hapardes. He would say that's not called Nimshachas, because Pashas is Nimshachas is a din in the Maisa. The Maisa is Nimshachas, like Rav Soloveitchik was saying.
He disagreed with the case of woman. The Magen Avraham disagrees with this case of woman, right?
Yeah, in other words, in the end, he says, B'shas Hadchak, Yesh Lismoch on the Marash. But he really doesn't like it.
Maybe he doesn't hold it if he's sorry about it. It is not a mitzvah that the Shechel, but he holds that the
institutional
brachos are
Pazios
and
asking
you to do it on the
Maisa. Right. And therefore, right. Right. Well, yeah, but in other words, you need the mice in Nimshachas. Maybe Nimshachas. The fact that it's still lit, maybe that's not called a mice in Nimshachas. It's called Nimshachas, but not a mice in Nimshachas. Not like Ner Shal Shabbos. So you look at the Prima Gaddim, Fetterman.
Isn't there a limit in Shmini from Brachos that, like, in terms of using a candle that's put on Shabbos to make a bow, the candle itself renews it continuously.
Right.
Something lit by a non-Jew on Shabbos, you're allowed to become
Dalos.
Right, right. Correct. So could this be that the Arias, as you're saying, is that afterwards...
So therefore you want to say what?
You would say that even after, you know, late, even not right afterwards, even as long as it's continuing to be burning, then you can worship the rough.
Maybe you could say that. Okay, look at the Prima Gaudim on page 13. You know, the Prima Gaudim is divided, in our Chaim, is divided into two parts. The Prima Gaudim is a perish on the Magen Avraham and a perish on the Taz. So the part that's a perish on the Magen Avraham, he calls Eshel Avraham, and the part that's a perish on the Taz, he calls Bishpatos Azov. Okay, and that's the Prima Gaudim. So this is from the new Shulchan Aruch. Usually the Prima Gaudim in the regular old Shulchan Aruch is this tiny print that you know, there's no chance that you're gonna so Baruch Hashem, one of the good things that happened to the Jewish people in the past 20 years is the printing of the new Friedman Shulchan Aruch. That's one of the best things that happened to the Jewish people Right, Moshe Feinstein, he knew every Prima Gaudim with the old. Yeah. But we're not holding that, so we should know it from the Friedman. So he says, Shad Ayin Mogan Avram, Ayin Allah Rabba, Shemadlik Nerechon Mivarachas Ner or Neris Shemadlik Shtayin. Okay, keep going. Here, Ner Chanukah Avshem Mitzvah Liyos Mosiv Holach. Filach Mivarach Ner Chanukah. Okay, that's something else. Okay, Shlomo Shemuel Yishlo. Okay. The question was, how come you don't make the bracha Shemadlik Neris Chanukah? So he says, well, the first night you can't. So once the first night you can't, so then every night they made the same bracha. Okay, that's not our concern now. First word of the line is She'ain. She'ain. In the middle of that line of She'ain. That if a woman lit the Shabbos candles, but she didn't make the bracha because she didn't want to mekabel Shabbos, she wanted to go to the wedding.
Wait, he says Shochla. He says forgot. Whereas the case of the
Magen
Avraham was that I did
it intentionally. Okay, either way, it's all the same.
The last part of the
Magen Avraham is the Shochet. Im Shochet Tuchel Levarach Ba'or HaNer Dolok, Ve'im Mitzvah, She'ich Lebesh HaSmei, Mivorach Ba'or Lo Nigbara. Kimo Tfilin, Ukumo Bedikas Chomitz V'Kadome. V'Ner Chanukah. She'im Lo Be'ach Chodem, Efshel Levarach HaChakach. Second. Afshein bo shemen kashir ato, because mokom adayin mitzvah kayemis. Meaning, say you have enough oil, say the oil lasts 2 hours, and you reminded yourself 10 minutes before the buzzer, before it's going to go out. So you could still make the bracha, because the bais it's kayemis. Afshein kein b'shabes eich tvach, v'ata osu lahadlik. One second. But he says that what about by Shabbos, how can you make a bracha if it's also lahadlik? Whereas he wants to say that maybe it's only shaykh to make the bracha
if theoretically you could be madlik now, so you can make lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. But by Shabbos, you can't say lahadlik if you can't be madlik now. I don't know if that's so compelling.
Something
you need to
spell
in Maisa
later point.
Right.
Because we're still stuck with that original
Takana. Right. Ayin El Rabbah, Yishu Lel Tulos Abarav Shabbos Madlik, Yitisna Shalom Kabel Shabbos, Yitelech Latvila. Yitoma Beferish Kain. So he said another scenario is a woman has to go to the mikveh on Friday night. So normally what women do is they light the candles and they make the brother do everything. But apparently there, in this situation, they maybe have to, you know, get on a wagon or something, you know, do some type of malacha or something that... So Lamaisa, they wouldn't mekabel Shabbos. They'd light the candles, they wouldn't mekabel Shabbos. So they wouldn't say the bracha. So when they come home, they'd say the bracha. So that's...
Why can't they just say the bracha with the nine? That's what he says.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. He doesn't say. Yeah. Tadlik v'tisne, shlo mekabel Shabbos, v'telech
l'tfila.
Why would you be tisne if you're not saying the bracha? Right. No, you're right. Oh, yeah, that's true. Could be just on the hadlaka because, right, that's a...
Just for the time?
Yeah.
The case that you mentioned above, where the person might have forgotten to say the bracha on the Ner Chanukah, if that person lived without saying the bracha, chances are he didn't have any kavana whatsoever, or else he would have remembered to say the bracha. Are you still Yotze? We pass the mitzvahs to your book? No, you
know. Some say by mitzvahs, the Rabbanon ain't Tzrichos Kavana.
I'm saying, if you hold that mitzvah
Tzrichos
Kavana, then if you live without a
brachot, chances obvious that you didn't have Kavana. No, it's not. No. Yeah.
Then why did you say it immediately after if he's so or whatever? If
we're talking,
there's no
door. Immediately after,
yes,
it's
okay. There's
the
distinction between immediately
after
and right after.
Oh, so one second. So
immediately after and later after.
So it's interesting. So the Prima Gadim, getting back to the Neiris Chanukah, holds that you can make the bracha even afterwards, up to the very end. There's, if you lit Neiris Chanukah and you didn't make the bracha, you could still make the bracha as long as it's being lit.
And according to him on Shabbos, let's say she lit a half an hour before Shabbos and 15 minutes before she remembers, she could also.
Right. If she remembers before Shabbos, but not after Shabbos. Right. And the Marash seemingly says that even you lit Neiris Shabbos, you can make the bracha even 3 hours into Shabbos if it's still going on. However, at some point out that there's another Prima Gadim where he seems to contradict what he said in this Prima Gadim. Yeah. Well, he's asking on it. Right. Yeah. Right. But he's asking on the rush. Okay, look at the Mishpat Hosea 15. Right, maybe. We'll see. So he writes beferish that Neiris Chanukah is not called Yesh Behemshech. That's what I was noted to think.
That since there's no mice, it's
Right. But maybe I'm... Maybe I'm so trained to think about this idea of the Maisa Mitzvah, you know, from Rav Soloveitchik, that I'm... Maybe I have to recalculate, you know. That maybe you don't need. Maybe no need. But from the Lashon HaRambam, like Noah Cohen said yesterday, is mashma that the examples he gives are only those examples of tefillin and tzitzis. So I'm not so. So I'm not to still think even in the Pashas HaRambam that you can't do it. Unless you hold like the Or Zeruah, but then you can do it afterwards. But if not, then not.
Even if it's still lit.
I would think Pashas, to me, the Sefer HaParadis is a Chiddush, and the Marash is a Chiddush, and this Prima Godin is the Pashas. The second Prima Godin. Page 15. Yeah. That again, once you did it, it's finished. Even if it's still lighting. The other Prima Godim, he writes that no, Avada you can do it. The Chiddush is you can even do it if there's only less than a half an hour left. You can still do it. So he's saying that that's called hemshech. The question is, what's called hemshech? And we said before that a mitzvah sheishlo hemshech, you can make it even later. The Rambam says. So the question is ner Chanukah and ner Shabbos, is that included in a mitzvah sheishlo hemshech, or is that included in a mitzvah sheishlo hemshech? That's the question. Right, that's what the Miri said. That was the Miri's kasha. That was the Miri said. But you see, to me, that wouldn't be such a problem. I would tie in the. In other words, if you want to say that that's not called hemshech because you need other mice, I understand. But also, the din of kofsa zokuk in zokuk law, so I still feel. That, but if lemaisa it does continue, it's all nitpas in the mitzvah. Whereas lo atrachu, but you know certain things lo atrachu. But if you, yeah, so they played that. If you want to relight it, you can relight it. Yeah. Okay, so this is the first part of our discussion. Now, yes, Yisrael. There's still a mitzvah drabbanan of making bracha. No big. I mean, big deal that every bracha is a chashuv zacht. To make one bracha is a chashuv. So can you make the bracha? You can't. You make the. You lose out the bracha. You know. Bracha is a very chashuv zacht for making a bracha. You're not supposed to do a mitzvah lechatchila if you know you can't make a bracha on it. Okay, so you're going to make him. Later. If it's not the Zman yet, you don't make the bracha. Okay, now the second part of this discussion, until now we were talking about you finished all the neiros, and now you woke up you know, and now you didn't make a bracha. But what if you already lit one candle already? So the yotze the mitzvah already with one candle. Now this hiddur, you know, that you light three candles, four candles, etc. So there's a separate shayla. That was, even if you want to say that the Rambam is right, you can't make it afterwards. And even if you want to say you can't make it, that's not called mitzvah nemshachas. But maybe there's another tzad to say you can make it, namely what? Because there's still more candles to light. And even though those are not part of the Iker mitzvah, but a Hiddur mitzvah, maybe you can still make a bracha on a Hiddur mitzvah. That's the question. Does it become chelik of the mitzvah, or that's his own thing? You know, that's the question. So take a look at the Orchis Chaim on page 16.
I think it's just Rabbi Simon. No, the previous guy you mentioned before, that you mentioned just the score, that since Yom Rishon, something lo chalku. Here, when it comes to the question you're asking about Hiddur mitzvah, not on Yom Rishon, you can only write one, and that one is also the mitzvah and Hiddur mitzvah, right. So maybe lo chalku.
Okay. So look inside. Page 16. It says the Orchis Chaim umish lo hidlik bilel gimel elabez neiros. See, he has a case where it was the third night, you were supposed to light three and you only lit two. Bilel dalad el gimel zeh amayz belunil. So they said they should light the candle that you didn't light yet. He said the bracha already, but he didn't light all the candles. And now, when is he coming back? About an hour later?
An hour later.
It was the fourth night, and he only lit two candles, three candles. So now when he lights the others, so one could say that you should make a bracha, because Lemaisa, if you're mafsik in the middle, right, then you go to the sukkah, right? And then you leave the sukkah for a couple of hours, and you come back, you make another bracha on the sukkah. So this is still part of the... So he says, you don't have to make, because you yotze with the. It could be that's only, this whole shayla is only if the first candles are still lit, pashtus. So then, the mitzuraf to the candles you already lit already. And it could be, if the other candles are not, I don't know if there's any inyan. Say, on the fourth night you lit three candles, and now they're all out, so you should light on one candle. It's only l'chor if it's part of the tziruf of the other ones. L'chor. That's what I would think. That's the whole discussion. No one would say, kach nirali, that on the fourth night and you lit three candles, and now they're all finished, and now you got a fourth candle, and you should light the fourth candle now. I thought there's an idea of lighting four if they're four together. So then, therefore, the whole shayla is, now you finally got your fourth candle, so you lit already three, because that's all you had. Now you got your fourth, should you make another bracha? He says no.
That's what it seems from here.
Right, that's the Orchis Chaim. It's brought in the Beit Yosef on page 17. Because of Orchis Chaim, Mishal Hidlik Bilel Shlishi, El Shtei Neiros, or Bilel Revi, El Shlosha, Zehei Maisa Belunil, Vechmir, Sheinag, Mashachosir, Lahadlik, because of Rashi, Chuv Mishal Odlik Bilel Aleph Mikol Alelus Shuvei Namadik Shekvahu Dochoi. We don't follow that.
Yeah.
One second. One second.
Would you say that, I mean, if he already lit three candles, so the fourth night, he lit three candles, does he have a chiyuv to light that fourth one just to not be mevalgo anyone who would pass or see and whatever and see three?
Yes, so that's what I'm saying. He has a chiyuv to light the fourth. But I'm just saying, I think that's only.
He says he could light the fourth, he doesn't have a chiyuv to.
Well, what's his lashon? He says, his lashon is.
Yachol lahadik.
He's chiyuv sheyadlik
mashachosu. Exactly, that he could, but does he?
No, he doesn't say she could.
He should pass to.
Sheyadlik. He should light. Yeah. Yeah. That he should.
But the chiyuv is not for himself, it's for the others.
Whatever, he's mechuyev to light. He did mahadrin, whatever. We follow the mahadrin, or mahadrin mahadrin. So you light the extra candle. The question is, should you make another bracha?
But why are you
lighting? So, because you have a chiyuv to, we didn't mahadrin or mahadrin and mahadrin, we accept it upon ourselves to light whatever night it is.
But now that's
okay. Yeah. Now take a look on page 20, there's a Tshuvas HaRambam. You know, the Rambam wrote Tshuvas also, besides the Mishnah Torah. He wrote Tshuvas. On page 20, it says Azoik. Sheila, Tareinu b'misha hidlik de'achanik u'birich, v'achakin z'dam lo acheris, or shara acheris, v'tzarech lachzul v'varach ha'lachos or yos olo. Wait with that Rama for a second. So it's a little unclear what's going on here. What's the case? He lit the Ner Chanukah and then what? What did he get more? So the Avudraham has a maybe a clear presentation on the next page of what the Rama was talking about. Page 21. Nishal HaRambam. He was asked of the Rama. Misha lit Ner Chanukah Be'er Chalov. V'chakech hidlik neres acheres. In tzorch lachzul v'varach alo. Pein pam achar pam. V'heishiv shizeh ha'inyin chozeh al chavonet ha'bevarach. Mo b'shar mitzvahs. Im sheyadlik nechanek v'varach alo v'heishiv kanvoz al hadlik neres acheres. V'achas l'kulo. Im v'varach v'hidlik v'chakech nizdam lo neres acheres. L'hadlik v'varach b'chol pam u'pam. So it's still not clear. Like, what is it referring to?
In the case of the Orchos Chaim, that's where you planned to find the fourth.
Right.
So you don't have to say a brach on it. Whereas if you didn't plan to find the fourth, then oh, so you fell from the, you just found it on the fourth, then you have to say a brach.
So that's the question. Could you light? Do you make a bracha on Mahadrin? So the Sfas Emes writes on page 23 that you make a bracha on the Hiddur. Look on page 23 on the left column, second arrow. The sheet today of Chav Labatam and Mitzvah Bishvil is. He writes, "Okay, near again, okay, that he there ain't a choshev mitzvah gemura. The pshit today no mechuyev libotel me a mitzvah b'shvil zakos chaver. Okay, lama vorchem hamhadrin kim bracha latzvo. Gam mshachach levarich v'miskach hashehidli gikar chiyev. The he there ain't a mitzvah gemura in yichol levarich. And near alom abezad the vada have a mitzvah gemura a he there. So he swims as a dover poshut the svas emes that." Hidur mitzvah is a mitzvah gemura. The kachayat hakodesh, I'm hadrin yasu a mitzvah both and zeh. It's just the Magen Avraham says that if you have a candle, say it's the third night, so you lit two candles, now you're going to light your third, and then someone knocks on your door and says they don't have any candles, so you should give the other guy that third candle, even though you're going to lose out on the Mahadran, but it's better that he should have an Iker Mitzvah. But once you do Mahadran, that's like you're Mechayiv yourself in the Mahadran Mitzvah. So he thinks it's a Dover Poshut that you make a bracha on the Hidr. Right. Yeah. So that's what Sfas Emes says. So, and the Or Chaim, but the Or Chaim, says you don't make. So that's the question. Do we or we don't we? Can we make a bracha on Hidr Mitzvah? So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we have to see more, but the Or Chaim seemed to say that not, right? The Or Chaim seemed to say that the Sfas Emes, is the Sfas Emes arguing with the Or Chaim?
I say there's a difference in Kavanah. You have a job.
Yeah, okay. So Bez Hashem will continue tomorrow.